Italy has lauded government's decision to go to the IMF to stabilize the economy and the business environment. Italy's new ambassador to Ghana, Giovanni Favilli, made the comment when he presented his credentials to President Mahama at the Flagstaff House in Accra. He also stated that Italy admires Ghana's substantial progress in political, economic, and the strengthening of democratic institutions. 11 other ambassadors and high commissioners presented their letters of credence to the president as they begin their duty tour. Pascalina Dadevo was there.
In a two-piece white apparel locally known as Agbada, President Mahama received letters of credence from 11 envoys who are to begin their duty tours in Ghana. The envoys are from Australia, Hungary, Germany, Netherlands, Canada, Italy, Guatemala, Belgium, Argentina, Pakistan, and Mali. One thing is obvious, most of these countries offer scholarship assistance to Ghanaian students to study in various fields in their countries. President Mahama didn't fall short of acknowledging the support over the years. The Italian ambassador Giovanni Favilli said he is happy to be in a country that has received global admiration for its warm people and exemplary democracy, while commending Ghana's initiative at improving the business environment. Ambassador Favilli said the visit of Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi to Ghana last February has generated growing interest in Italian companies to invest here.
Ghana is the only country that saw a visit of an Italian president and of an Italian prime minister. Short number of years, you have been there. There have been mutual meetings on many occasions. I try here on the ground to do my small part to push it forward, to bring these agreements that have been discussed to a conclusion. I believe on the bilateral relationship we have to move from aid to trade more than aid.
President Mahama mentioned probably the single largest foreign direct investment of $7 billion in the oil and gas sector by Eni, an Italian giant energy company. He said the contract is exciting because of its potential to solve the country's energy problems.
In the area of bilateral cooperation, we are working together in agriculture and also in the development of small and medium enterprises. Italy's assistance has been particularly helpful in the development of small and medium enterprises with the grant program that we have been implementing together. We hope that we can be able to replenish the program and extend it even further.
When the Australian High Commissioner Andrews Barnes took his turn, President Mahama said Ghana hopes to tap the expertise of that country in the area of mining and land reclamation.
One of the areas I guess we can work on together is to see how Australia can lend its expertise in land reclamation from illegal mining to Ghana, because that has become a quite major problem with the spread of artisanal mining. We're having a lot of land degradation, poisoned waters as a result of the use of all kinds of chemicals in washing the minerals.
The Hungarian ambassador András Szabó was visibly excited about his duty tour. President Mahama said during his tenure he hopes to see more investment in the fields of petrochemicals, water engineering, medical service and ICT, which Hungary has comparative advantage. After 29 years of closure, Germany finally reopens its embassy with Christoph Retlaff taking the ambassadorial position. Germany is Ghana's closest business partner in Europe, with trade volumes amounting to about 1.25 billion euros. Coincidentally, the presentation of credentials by Ambassador Christoph Retlaff falls on Germany's National Day celebrations. Mali's ambassador to Ghana is Mohamed Maiga, while Ambassador Maiga pledged to work to further boost existing business relations. President Mahama assured Mali that Ghana will contribute all it can to see peace restored in that country. He condemned terrorist attacks in Mali. For Radio Ghana, Pascaline Adadevu.